days are still bright in every way. Yeah, I was born and raised in the countryside. Why you wanna eat me? Ben Franklin says I'm America's pride. So why you wanna eat me? Well, the pilgrims came and still my family shot me down. Put me on a plate. Wouldn't you rather have a steak? Why you wanna eat me? Yeah, I said gobble, gobble.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo. Hey, first time I mentioned your name today, your last name, I should say. Of course, Eric and Kathleen behind the glass in the producer room. And again, thank you to Paul Rodriguez. He is so funny.
Yes, yes, he is great. So check it out at the Laugh Factory.
Is he playing tonight?
Tonight and tomorrow. So check it out at the Laugh Factory.
Wow, I have to go to San Diego, so I won't be able to see him.
Yeah. What's that singing?
That sounds
like
you.
That's a turkey. No, of course.
Yeah, it is you then.
Michelle, we're... before we bring on our special guest, we should explain we're celebrating every holiday in one show.
Yeah.
So
what are we on now?
That's Thanksgiving.
We're on
that was Thanksgiving.
July 4th.
No, we already did July 4th.
Wow.
Thanksgiving.
You guys are like 6 months apart.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I know.
Yeah, this is a weird.
Dave's a little dazed and confused, but that was the turkey song by Dickie Stickhead.
Oh. So.
I've never heard of the Stickhead.
It sounded like a cat wailing.
It did indeed.
He was getting his head cut off.
But Joseph, his head cut off?
Well, turkey. You can't.
And Paul said he had an arrow shot through his mouth, and then they were cooking him for dinner.
That was in a movie.
Yeah, that was a movie.
That was real life. Okay.
That was gravy. It really is. It was a funny movie, by the way.
Oh, it's a funny horror movie.
Yes.
Okay. But guess who we have in studio right now, right immediately?
I know. Can I guess? Can I guess if I know?
Celebrity groomer?
Michelle Harvey.
Former model?
From Bravo.
Mom?
Tour group.
And star of?
I already said tour group.
Bravo. Tuesdays, 10 o'clock p.m. Am I right?
Yep.
I've seen some of those. They're really cool. It's so unique. And, well, I don't know. Reality shows, I don't know if each one is unique in of itself. I guess it is.
Yeah.
But there's no script at all. You just do what you want, right?
No, you know what they tend to do? They put you in a situation, and just organically, once you put people in a certain situation, they can contrive it a bit. They can do things where everybody has to meet at 10 o'clock, but then they'll tell a couple of castmates, oh, no, you don't have to be there until 11. So then you walk in, and they're like, well, you're... You know, and so they've already created... Something that basic didn't happen, but little things like that. That was a good example. But yeah, they would kind of do stuff like that. But just putting people in a situation where you're traveling, you're running around the world, you're doing. People have different, people get agitated.
Yeah. Well, I think the one coming up, I think it might be May 10th. I believe it was about someone that didn't have their straight iron or whatever it's called.
That was Heather.
It was sort of weird. Yeah. And I know you were there talking. Well, are you kidding me? We're in Africa or something.
Well, we had already kind of bonded. She's very different than myself. I said she is not me and I'm not her. But I really respect. She comes from a great business background and she's really created a great business for herself, Beauty Kitchen. So she's really doing well for herself. So I respected that. But she had, there were things that I could not understand for the life of me, needing a curling iron or a flat iron when you're in Kenya. You're about to go on a 5-star Kenyan, Masai Mara, Serengeti Plain safari with, on these. And she was like, I'm not going. And because we requested, because we'd already been in Casablanca, Morocco for a week. So we kind of bonded and I didn't want to be in a tent. We had to have Masai warriors guard us. As soon as the sun started going down, you had a fully armed, i.e. sword or machete.
Wow.
Maasai warrior, you could not walk anywhere by yourself because there are lions and tigers and bears. Well, just the lions.
And a machete would keep a lion away?
Oh, they are trained. They have camel bones, about 12-inch long camel. I think it's a camel jawbone, and they cut out the middle of it, and they sharpen the two ends of it, and it's called a lion killer. So when the lion comes up to them, up to them, they go like this, and the lion, and they stick it in the lion's mouth, and it goes right through. So they're definitely trained lion tamers.
How do you really have on the job training? Because usually, it's not that dangerous. So if you miss the mouth,
you could lose an arm.
Or worse.
Yeah, or limb. But so I digress. So anyway, so
that's sort of interesting.
I told
though.
Heather, I said we should room together because we had all of our own accommodations, 5-star, you know. So they gave us this insane tent. It was like 1,500 square feet, separate bathrooms, like master, like these beautiful canopies. And it was the morning, and we were getting ready to go. And she was like, "I'm not wanting to be a baby, but I don't have my flat iron." And I was like,
"I saw that."
You coming out of the bathroom? I go, "Yeah, maybe," But she, I said it to her face. I didn't say it'd be on her back, and she was like. Do you really think I'm being a baby? I go, hello. We're going on a once in a lifetime mind blowing African safari. I don't think the lions give a crap.
Yeah,
if you got your hair, you know, I don't think it matters. So she was like, really? And I go, I'll give you some clothes to wear. So I gave her some clothes to wear, and she wore because her luggage was lost. Mm-hmm. Boohoo! So she wore some of my clothes, which she's like 5 feet tall. And I'm 5'11", so it was like, I'll give you a shirt, and you can wear it as a mini dress.
There you go. Did it work?
No. Yeah. It was fine. So she obviously went and had, you know, the time of her life. So
that was that. So how much did you enjoy during doing the tour group?
I'll tell you, I loved Kenya. Kenya was mind blowing. Like it's utopia. If you can think about what the earth is supposed to look like before we got in and screwed it all up with the roads and the planes and the trains. And
they're at, did you see any of that going on?
Plowing
down some
No, because the Masai Mara is a reserve. It's a huge reserve on the Serengeti Plain.
Gotcha.
So you fly in on this, like, you fly into Kenya and you get these charter planes, and you fly into this like manicured dirt landing strip, and the Maasai, you can see the safari jeeps in a half circle, and the Maasai warriors all there, and you land, and it's like Fantasy Island, but it's they come and meet you.
You
and
saw the little guy saying the plane.
But
you're too young to remember that.
Well, yes, you're right. I am.
I do know your age, 19. And I want to say it now. I know your age. I won't disclose it. However,
everybody knows
you look amazing.
Thank you.
Don't even look close.
Thank you. You know what?
You look in your 20s, quite honestly.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yes. I really appreciate that. It's, you know, honestly, it sounds really cheesy, but it's a lot of it's in here. It's like,
mental.
You know, where your day will go where your mind takes you first. Mm-hmm. Well, I believe our physicality is a manifestation of my mentality. And so I don't self-deprecate. I mean, you know what I mean? She knows, my niece knows, my beautiful niece, Hannah Hunter, has shout out.
Hannah Hunter. Hey, I love that. HH.
Hannah
right?
Banana, FIFA for Hannah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Let's sing that for your next birthday.
Yeah. You didn't know I was a rapper, too. Yeah. No, which I'm not. But I appreciate it. Thank you. And sunscreen since I was 20. Modeling, you can't get a tan because you can't, you know, you just can't be tan. I mean, when have you ever seen,
true.
Really tan woman on a runway? Like, you can't be really tan. So that saved me. I really did.
Like 15 years a model, right?
Yeah,
roughly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I started when I was 17 here, Ford. I'm, you know, from Phoenix. Mm-hmm.
My sister is Wendy Ford.
Wendy Ford.
She's married to Bill Ford.
Ford Models?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely true.
Okay, I can't tell because you're giving me the funny eyes. Like I'm being funny.
No, I mean we were at Eileen's house shortly before she.
Oh really?
Away.
Oh my heavens! Okay, so my mother agency's Ford out here. That's where I started.
Robert Black.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's who I started with.
It's like a family reunion.
Yeah.
Here.
Hey guys. I started out here with Ford and. Started kind of slow or whatever, and then got on a plane. I was going to go, I think I went to one semester of college, you know, and I was like, college, I wanted to be a big animal veterinarian.
Oh, did you really?
Of course, yeah. Well, first I wanted to be an 18-wheeler truck driver when I was 9.
Oh, wow.
I told Nana that. Anyway, and I started, and I got on a plane at 18, went to Milan, and that was it. I was done. I was cooked. I was like, this is what I'm going to do.
How fun was that? If you look back now 15 years, was it just about the right amount of time? Did you have major highlights to that? Was there any low times during that?
Oh, yeah. Time? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But you know what? People think, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. Well, you know what? In your formidable years from the time you're 17 to 30, you're being told you're too tall. You're too short. Your boobs are too big. Your boobs are too small. Your shoulders are too broad. Your shoulders are too that. You know, I mean, so it really, like, but I had a great family. Like, my mom and dad were my rocks. Like, I was like... And you know what? I saw women that were so beautiful, it burnt my corneas. I was like, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And they were in and out in 6 months. So it's about, if you want to have longevity, it's about being a business. Like, I woke up every week and I was like, how can I make more money this week than I did last week?
So you treated it like a business.
I treated it like a business. I wasn't like, you know, half the time when people would be like, what do you do? I'm like, well, clearly I'm a beach volleyball player. Like, I always used to just say I was a beach volleyball player. And people
believed
it.
You could be. I mean, you got some height there. You look athletic. Yeah. Are you athletic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm thankful. I was so grateful to have it. And yeah, I had some low times. Like I went to Africa, I think, there was a bunch of catalog work there. A lot of the Germans did catalog work there. It was good money. And before I left, I was working, and I went to Africa and I gained a little bit of weight. I gained like 10 pounds because I just love to eat. And I don't know why, I just stuck to my...
And your favorite food?
Indian.
Oh, okay.
I have Indian food.
Like curry?
Yeah, like chicken tikka masala.
Do you watch The Chew?
The Chew, no.
The Chew, oh, okay.
No, I don't watch... I'm not a foodie.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right.
I can't, because I get too hungry. Oh, wait. Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I love that show.
Okay.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, I love
that's
it.
That's cool.
Yeah, I always try to like go to the places which I forget. I write it down on my iPhone. I'm like, I'm going to go there when I get to that town, and then I don't ever do it.
You had me at an Indian, though. Okay, no. Before Indian, you were talking
she
about...
She had me at food.
Yeah. Right. anyway, I got to Africa, and I worked well, but I gained some weight. When I got home, it was like all my clients were like,
they can notice 10 pounds.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Really?
I mean, on a frame, like, yeah, for sure. But because you're not, you have to fit a certain size. And so I didn't. And so I was like, I just went to the grocery store in the morning, and because I wasn't working, so the cash wasn't flowing. So I would go and I'd buy a grilled chicken, and I'd eat half for lunch and half for dinner. And I never bounced a check in that hard time, that couple months. And I lost the weight, and it all worked out. So I'm, it happens. It's
you know
all,
what?
It's not all gravy.
No. Yeah, that's the new movie.
That
by
was the movie.
It's not all gravy.
But you know what? As we're talking,
gobble.
It's all tied in.
It does.
Yeah,
and we didn't even
serendipity, you know?
How did that happen?
Yeah, that was really good.
That was serendipity. Good. You seem very responsible.
Yeah.
Have you always been very, very responsible? Hannah, is that true?
Yeah.
I want to call you Hannah Hunter because I love how that flows. Hannah Hunter. You can have
you can pull up there.
Sissy. Yeah. Let's get you on the air here. That's important, too, and that's maybe part of why you 15 years in the business of modeling, because that responsibility is part maturity, part creative, innovative, and understanding what it takes.
You know what? It's when, you know, I feel like, to use a little analogy, you know, the mom and daddy bird, if they don't teach the chick how to fly, how to eat,
right,
how whatever, when it falls out, it'll go bump on the ground.
That's right.
That's what parents are for. And I don't
it
know.
It should be.
I know
yeah.
so many people who don't know how to balance a checkbook, checkbook,
yeah.
don't know how to, they get a credit card and they're like, who do you think's going to pay for that? You know,
yeah.
my mom and dad, a testament to them, taught me everything I needed to know when I left the nest. No, I'm kidding. When I left there, that was a sore. Like California Adventure. Anyway.
Do you like that ride?
I love that ride, right? With the where you can smell
your
the orange.
Feet are dangling.
And that was my California Adventure.
My problem is I look down, I go, oh my gosh.
Exactly.
I'm 50 feet up.
Oh my gosh, it's a cool ride, right?
She loves it.
You like
I
that
love
too?
Disneyland. Yes.
That's her favorite of all time.
Disneyland?
Like, that's her sweet spot.
That's your, California Adventure Park.
Yeah, I actually do like that side better.
Yeah, that's pretty popular for a lot of people, no doubt about it. Have you been on that big roller coaster that goes upside down or whatever?
Oh my gosh. I love roller coasters.
Yeah, I love watching it.
Yeah. Oh, I love roller coasters. I love them.
I love them.
So, yeah, I mean, I was, you know, and I also knew, you know, my parents were hardworking, middle America, salt of the earth. They didn't, I wasn't like, oh, I can't, I needed to, it was fail or like succeed or fail, you know, and failing was not an option. I wasn't going to go to California and I didn't want to come back. Not that I love Arizona. I came back, well, she wasn't born. She's crackers.
You
weren't
born yet?
No.
I was not.
No.
You do look young.
Yeah, she's a baby.
Are you old enough to be in the studio?
Well, I don't know if 12 and a half is, but no, she's
you
she's
made 20, it.
She's
you have 22. To be at least 22. 11.
She's 22.
All right, good for you.
Yeah,
thumbs
she's
up
good.
For you.
So yeah, it wasn't an option. Like I couldn't, you know, and I wasn't like, oh, can you pay my rent for a month? My parents would be like, what are you talking to us? Hello, prank call, you know.
So. I love your attitude. You have such a great attitude. Failure is not an option. I mean, these are things that carry you through, not just carry you through, but to the highest levels of success, which you had. I mean, as a celebrity groomer, I know some of the clients, Richard Sherman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was my first one ever.
No
the
way.
The first guy that I ever, well, you know, grooming, I'm a fully licensed barber, so I can cut and shave. I could
1,500 hours it took you.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah, yes.
I mean, that's not easy.
Yeah, well, no.
5 days
and
a week, 6 hours a day.
Yeah. And it was not, you know, it wasn't, it was a cool experience, though, but it was a long year, to say the least.
That's very long.
And then I did an apprenticeship in a barbershop.
Julian Payne.
Oh, you did your homework.
I did my homework.
Stalker.
I'm good at this.
Yeah. or you're stalking.
Yeah, no, you're stalking. I did the homework. Yeah. Okay.
But Julian is a master celebrity barber. Yeah. You know, he has the clients of like everyone. And Richard Sherman is one of his. He does his hair.
How is he in person, Richard?
You know
Sherman?
What? I didn't really know who he was. If I think if I knew, I would have been even more afraid. I literally called my girlfriend.
Oh wow!
Because I knew they were walking in, and I was going to do his makeup, and it was like the first time. Because I'm used to having people in my space, my personal space, but to get in somebody else's and to have that level of, you know, he's a high functioning whatever. I was like, I called my girlfriend. I was like, can you please bring me a Xanax? Just hurry. I'm in downtown LA. Because it was the ESPYs. I could just
bring. Oh, it was ESPYs?
Oh, yeah. It was ESPYs. I was just like, it was just.
And
really,
it's got to be sort of like perfect,
it's
right?
It's like, be careful what you wish for. It's like the beginning of my dream coming true. But it's like, you have to, you can think it up here, but when you actually have to start doing it and then you have to perform and you actually have to deliver. I was just like, and it was very easy. It was simple. He's an athlete. It's great. Athletes. My specialty is I only do men. I don't touch women. Well, you know, I don't. And it's about making a man look like a man. You're not going to look like you have makeup on when I'm around you. Not on my watch.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It makes sense,
watch.
Right?
Yeah. So.
But he is.
Yeah, he was really nice. He was really like, you know, he
is highly intelligent, articulate, phenomenal defensive back.
Yeah.
I mean, Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, he's a tall guy. He was tall. Big.
And he's just, but that's sort of cool. And now someone you're going to like that Michelle groomed also, Kevin McHale, because you interviewed him.
So talk
about both your experience.
Joel McHale is who I
Oh, yeah, sorry. Go, wrong one then. Okay, I was close by a name. Yeah, I mean, what's in a name?
Yeah.
But some really
that's
good
why
ones.
They call him Dazed.
Yeah, Dazed and Confused.
That exactly. Roger Federer, the tennis player.
That was a
big time.
Oh, my word. And, you know, the energy around somebody at that level. Like, I'm not a big tennis person, but I know darn good and well who Roger Federer is.
Oh, yeah.
And he was doing, it was a thousandth match, Moët Chandon, like the champagne, at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
You know, and I get in, it's just like, it's like entourage around it, but it's all like business in French. They're speaking French and they're in suits, and everybody's like, blah, 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 and everybody's just like on their P's and Q's, and they're like, don't touch his hair. He doesn't want his hair done. I'm like, okay. Because, you know, some guys, they either don't care. They're like, I trust you. And they, you know, or they're very specific, which I'm fine. Because I've been on the receiving end of being groomed enough to messing me up.
Right.
I said,
I caught it. I dumped it.
I said effing.
Not the first
time. And Joseph is fainting. Okay.
Sorry, I won't. I swear to gosh.
Okay.
Anywho, so. And I digress. What was I talking about?
Oh, you were talking about how some makeup artists will do it their way. And
so I'm okay to criticism, and I always do less is more. I'm fine with them. If the guy is like, don't touch my hair, I'm like, okay, I won't. It's totally fine. And, you know, and I did his makeup, and he was like, should I, after I was done, you could tell I felt more comfortable. And he was like, should I do a little? And I was like, let me just spray it a little bit. You know, that was it. And I was just like.
Well, I like what you said, less is more, because your model is, when in doubt, go with simplicity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially I saw that on your website.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you got an amazing website. Why don't we take a quick break now? And when we come back, let's talk more. This is going really well.
Yeah.
I love it. We're sort of going all over the place. Yeah. And maybe we'll get a few words from Hannah Hunter. Hannah Banana or whatever it's called.
And a reminder, you can check us out in studio, stre.am/breakradioshow.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they can see Michelle and Hannah and myself and Dave, but that's less exciting. And of course...
Of course,
we're still celebrating Thanksgiving right now.
That's right.
This is Johnny Cash.
Oh, I love Johnny Cash.
Thanksgiving prayer.
I never knew he sang that song.
I'm thanking the Lord who made you.
I've never heard it before.
I never did either, but this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.
I'm grateful for the laughter of children. The sun and the wind and the rain, the color of blue in your sweet eyes, the sight of a highball and train, the moonrise over a prairie,